So go ahead now and allow your eyelids to close down. And allow yourself to be fully present. Right here, right now. Focusing your awareness on your breathing. Breathing in and noticing your chest rise. Noticing your chest relax with the exhale. Breathing in and breathing out. Relaxing the muscles around your eyes. Relaxing your jaw muscles. Relaxing your tongue inside of your mouth. And now breathe that relaxation down through your body, through your shoulders, out your arms and into your hands, your fingers. And now down the back of your neck, the front of your neck, and into your chest. Right into the center of you, down into your stomach. And now relaxing your pelvic area, your thigh muscles. Relax the muscles behind your knees. And now gently move the relaxation down through your calf muscles. Into your ankles, your feet, and out the tips of your toes. Just relaxing. Just breathing. Letting any energy that's pulling you back into the past, letting go of that energy and bringing it right here. Right now. And any energy that's pulling you up into the future, just pull that energy back to this present moment. And now focus your awareness on the breath in your chest. And imagine your chest as a vast open sky, that beautiful clear sky blue. Perfectly clear, just breathing into that vast sky in your chest. Imagine your thoughts as clouds drifting across the sky, coming from outside of your vision, across the sky, and going outside of your vision. Thoughts drifting across. Sensations drifting across. feelings drifting across. All coming, all going. And the sky remains unchanged by these clouds. The sky is the essence of you. The part of you that is unchanged by your accomplishments. Part of you that's unchanged by your body. The part of you that's unchanged by your personality. The part of you that's unchanged by your life. And the part of you that's unchanged by your death. And now imagine yourself at the edge of a forest. You see an inviting path. And the forest feels safe and inviting. So begin to walk down the path. And as you walk, feel how the ground feels under your feet. As you lift one foot, and it moves through the air and comes to rest on the earth, grounding you in this moment. And now your other foot lifts and moves through the air and rests on the earth, grounding you. So paying careful attention to each and every step as you continually ground yourself. And as you begin your walk in this beautiful garden, this beautiful forest, you notice the flaming red flowers of fire pink, the first flowers to come back after a fire. And their petals are bright scarlet red. And as you see that red, you breathe in the abundance that is all around you. The leaves on the trees. The abundance of those little red flowers everywhere. And as you breathe in that abundance, you say to yourself, I am truly taken care of. Knowing that you have everything you need. Just focusing on the abundance in your life. And as you do that, let yourself get in touch with any fears of lack. Fears that may have come from your family, of not having enough, or fears of not being enough. Just let yourself be in touch with those fears. And now with each step along this path, beside these scarlet red flowers, begin to let those fears go. As you focus on abundance and as you breathe in abundance, feeling grounded, knowing that you belong in your place on this planet. and your walk continues. And as you come into a new area, a different flower appears. Wrapped around the trees and the bushes, you see orange trumpet vine. Those trumpet-shaped blossoms with a bright, brilliant orange color. And they're everywhere. Bright orange trumpet vine everywhere you look. Continuing to walk in your grounded way, feeling the earth on your feet, and now feeling the energy move up to that place just below your navel. And now reflecting on your relationships, reflecting on your sexual creativity, your connection with others. As you breathe in that orange color, breathing in, allowing yourself to feel your feelings, your emotions flowing smoothly like a river. Breathing out any need to control. Breathing in your passion for this life that you're in. Breathing out any addiction or any shame. Just releasing shame. With each step as you breathe that beautiful orange color into that spot just below your navel, feeling your passion, releasing your shame, releasing any need to control things, releasing any numbing behavior. Addictive behavior that you use to numb your feelings. Just letting that go as you let your feelings flow like water. Moving along now on your walk on this path. Begins to rain and the raindrops fall on the yellow daisies. And the sky becomes beautiful in that way that it is when the sun is shining and it's raining at the same time. And the light on those yellow daisies just creates an energy right in your solar plexus. Right in the center of your rib cage, right at the bottom. And you breathe in that beautiful yellow color. And as you do, you feel your personal power. You're fully in touch with your ability to manage your life in a healthy way. Fully in touch with your power, your personal power. And as you feel this, begin to get in touch with any thoughts you've had in the past of low self-esteem, with any thoughts you've had of being a victim, and with any thoughts you've had of trying to control things. To over control. Just let yourself feel those negative thoughts. And before you release them, just thank each one for the lessons that they have brought you. And now you're ready to release them with your out-breath, releasing the need to control. Releasing thoughts of low self-esteem. Releasing any victim thinking. Letting the rain just wash that deep into the earth. Letting it be absorbed by the Great Mother. And in its place is this wonderful feeling of empowerment. The kind of power that contains humility. The kind of power that contains confidence. The kind of power that contains peace. Just breathe that into your solar plexus area. And now moving along your walk, feeling your feet grounded with each and every step, feeling your emotions flowing and your passion for being in this place at this time, and feeling your personal power as you move along and you go into an area of the forest that's just completely green, and you see the shafts of sunlight filtering through the trees and illuminating the green ferns covering the earth everywhere you look. The green of the pine trees, green needles. And as you breathe in this green color straight into your heart center, you begin to feel unconditional compassion and love for yourself and for all others. Love without conditions, no exceptions. And as you breathe this in, allow yourself to get in touch with times when you have felt self-judgment. Times when you have engaged in self-sabotage. Times when you have put yourself down in an unkind way. Times when you have put others down, or times when you have judged others, or been inconsiderate. And before you release these thoughts, just thank them for all the lessons that they have taught, for learning humility. Continue to breathe in that love and compassion, filling your heart center with that beautiful green color, allowing it to fill your body and just spill out everywhere, knowing that when we block our self-love, we block our ability to love others. Knowing that when we berate ourselves, we're preventing the sharing of the gift that we were put here to give. Breathing in love. And compassion for all beings. And now moving along on your walk, still feeling grounded with your feet, still feeling your passion, your confidence, your power. And now that's blended with your compassion and your love for others and for yourself. and you feel your energy beginning to move into the spiritual realm, the inner realm. As you come into an area covered with blue cornflower blooms, that beautiful sky blue of the cornflower, the sun shining on the petals, you see this blue everywhere, and you focus your energy on your throat area. As you breathe in this blue, imagine your throat as a wide open sky. And you breathe in the ability to speak your truth, the ability to express the unique creation that you are, the ability to give and share your gift in your very own way. As this blue color floods into your throat chakra, and as that's happening, begin to get in touch with times in the past when you have held back your words, when you have held back yourself and your talents and your strengths. And before you release those thoughts, again, thank them for the lessons that they have brought you. With some deep breaths into that throat area, breathing in that beautiful cornflower blue. Release any need to hold back. Release any urges to not be fully yourself. And as you do, just feel your creativity, feel your self-expression. Feel your ability to speak your truth in kind, loving ways so that it may be heard. And now continue on your walk down the path, still feeling grounded. Come into an area covered by purple violets. All to your left and to your right and in front of you and behind you, you're surrounded by beautiful, deep purple violets. And the energy begins to rise to your third eye, that place right between your eyebrows. And you can feel the energy there. Breathe in that purple color. This is the place of your inner knowing, the place of your intuition. Breathe in clarity. Breathe in truth. And get in touch with any need that you've had in the past to not know the truth, to prevent yourself from knowing the truth. And now with your breath, just release those blocks, releasing lies, releasing delusions that you created to protect yourself. Knowing that the truth is your best protection. Breathe it in. Just nourishing with each breath, nourishing your intuition. Nourishing the ability to trust your inner knowing. now it's time to move on along your walk, feeling each and every step. And now you come into a circular opening in the forest, and the sun is shining down, filling this circular opening with bright white light. And you stand in the center of that circle, and you feel that light right on the crown, right on the top of your head, right in the center. And it's as if that place begins to open to let in the light. And you breathe in that light right through that opening in the top of your head. And as that light fills you, you breathe in your humility. You breathe in grace. And you feel your connection with the divine. In whatever way you experience the divine, feel your connection there. And you feel your part of bringing the divine to the planet. And you feel the divine in you, as you. And now that light begins to move outside of you, infusing you and surrounding you. And as it does, you begin to get in touch with past feelings of grandiosity, past feelings of superiority. And before you release those feelings and those thoughts, you thank them for the lessons they have brought you. You thank them for teaching you humility. And you thank them for teaching you that all are the same. That on the spiritual level, everyone is the same. You breathe in your awareness, and you breathe out and release ego. And you go back to the part of you where you began, the part of you that never changes. That sky that's never changed by the clouds drifting across. And you connect that part of you that never changes with everything else and all others who have that part which never changes. All is connected, and you feel the unity and the connectedness and the vastness of it all. Breathing in that unity, breathing in grace. As you stand in the circle, all of your energy centers, all of your chakras, alive and illuminated. The red root chakra helping you stay grounded. The orange sacral chakra feeding your passion for life. The yellow power center, encouraging your confidence and your ability to manage your life in a healthy way. In the green heart center, helping you love unconditionally yourself and all others. and that cornflower blue throat center, moving into your expression, your unique self on the planet. And that violet purple of the third eye, enhancing your intuition. And now the crown, encompassing it all, encompassing everything. Bask in that energy. And now adjust the connection at the crown so that you can be fully present in your body and still know that you are part of everything in the spiritual world. And now adjust that connection at your feet where they connect with Mother Earth and at the base of your spine, knowing that you can be fully grounded and fully present and still be part of the divine. For there is balance in the root chakra, in the groundedness, and there is balance in the spirit and the divine. And you carry that balance with you as you move through your day. You may listen to the music and bask in this energy as long as you like before you come back and open your eyes.